Welcome back to Marriage Monday. Thanks so much for joining with me. My name is Dave Barringer, and this is my podcast to help you grow your marriage one Monday at a time. Today, we're talking about really growing, improving, and having a greater quality to your marriage in just 15 minutes a day. Now, before you just click off because you're thinking this sounds like some sort of infomercial, I'm selling some supplement that you've got to utilize and blah, 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 blah. It's like one of those commercials when you're watching YouTube that pops up and some joker's going to get on there saying, hey, let me have your attention, just 15 minutes a day, and you're trying to last this 5 seconds so that you can skip the commercial with that little button that appears on the lower right side. This is not something that I'm selling. This is not something that I'm pushing you to do so that I make some sort of dollar on your 15 minutes a day. This is about you taking 15 minutes to have intentional attention. That's what I just said, intentional attention that's going to be poured into your marriage for just 15 minutes a day. Now, it doesn't seem like much, it doesn't seem like a lot, but the reality is most people don't intentionally work on their marriage at all. And so the idea of 15 minutes, it doesn't seem like much, but it's actually more than the average person does. Most people don't think about their marriage or work on their marriage until something goes wrong. And I'm here to say that we have to learn how to work on a marriage on a daily basis. If not, our marriage will coast towards something, probably a lack of health, something toxic, or even coast toward death if we don't intentionally work on that thing being pointed the right direction. Because let's be real, chemistry does not make marriage work. Work makes marriage work. You just don't magically get better in your marriage just because you've got good chemistry with one another. Chemistry can be great. It can be wonderful. It can be helpful. But I'm here to say this, that you can have all the chemistry in the world. You still have to do work. You still have to examine issues, set goals, track progress. You still have to work on some things. And anybody that says marriage isn't work has probably never been married or ever in a committed relationship, because all relationships, all of them, no matter how wonderful or fulfilling they are, they all require work from, get this, both partners. And it really needs to take place on a regular basis. So what I want to do is I want to take this idea that I got from Marriage in a Box quite a while ago. This is years ago. And take this idea that you ought to put 15 minutes of really quality focus and attention into your marriage every single day. Now listen. Some of you are thinking, well, that just seems like a lot. I'm just telling you, 15 minutes is not a lot. It's half a Netflix show. It's really scrolling on your phone, which, let's be real, y'all scroll for more than 15 minutes a day. It's just learning to take a sliver of time and just pouring some quality time into that moment. And so if you need some help, let me give you just a few suggestions that you can do to help kind of kickstart these 15 quality minutes. How about this? Communicating through I statements. What if you every day, the two of you just simply took 15 minutes just to communicate with one another with I statements? I would like to see more of this. I really feel I need more of this in the relationship. I love this about you. I love this about our marriage. I want to do this together. Use I statements and have some time to really kind of express, here's where I am coming from. How about this one? Just validating what your spouse is feeling. Maybe you've been watching your spouse throughout the day. Maybe you've been watching some things that they've been dealing with, going through, or even enjoying, and making sure that you just kind of pull them aside and say, listen, I've been watching you today, been listening to you today, and this is what I have been seeing, that you've been frustrated, you've been angry, you've been excited. Tell me why you're so excited. Tell me what's been going on in your life. And not just listen to them, but validate the feelings that they are experiencing. Because the goal is not agreeing with the feeling, just validate the feeling. What about this? Complimenting your spouse. Imagine if you took 15 minutes a day just to pull them aside, and in one of those days, you just simply complimented them. Let me tell you why I love being married to you. Let me tell you, I caught you doing the right thing. I mean, most of the time, I see couples catching their spouse doing the wrong thing, but what if we caught them doing the right things? I love the way you parent our kids. I love the way you upkeep the house. I love the way you work hard. I love the way that you're dedicated to the job. I love the way that you work with people. I love how generous you are. Compliment them and let them know you appreciate them. What about this? What if every single day you took 15 minutes just to simply have uninterrupted time? No phones, no kids, no screens. It's just, hey, every single day from 7:45 to 8 o'clock. We're just going to sit on the bed and just connect about our day and talk about the next day. 15 minutes of us reconnecting, kind of celebrating what's happened, maybe debriefing about what's happened throughout the day and talk about tomorrow just to have a plan and to be on the same page. 15 quality minutes right there. What about just engaging in a hobby? Maybe a shared interest, 15 minutes of a walk that's almost a mile if you're a slow walker. 15 minutes of working on a puzzle, 15 minutes of playing skip-o, 15 minutes, and granted, you might say, well, we're going to need more than 15 minutes. I promise, you start an activity, you're going to want to finish the activity, which means more than 15 minutes. What about taking the time to show that you love them by expressing their love language? Whether it's physical intimacy or gifts or acts of service, words of affirmation, quality time, whatever it is, take whatever their love language is and try to express that for the 15 minutes, and I promise they're going to really appreciate that. What about just leaving notes for them? What if you took 15 minutes a day just to schedule throughout your day texts that you were going to send your spouse? If they're an email person, I don't know if anybody's an email person anymore, but an email person, if they're a person who checks their email, I think it'd be nice to get a random note or two from you throughout the day. And not only can you write those out, you can schedule those out. Random text. I tell people all the time, put in your calendar, text my wife, text my husband, and even put in there what type of text you want to send them. Things like, I love you, appreciate you, praying for you, love you, I want you, whatever it is, send those texts out, get those things scheduled, and they're going to feel loved and appreciated throughout the day. What about just working on a project together? And you're like, well, again, that might be more than 15 minutes, sure, but maybe 15 minutes to plan out projects for the week or projects for the month. And those 15 minutes can be utilized for something like that. Or simply this, find something that your spouse would appreciate and do it. Like, here's something very simple. My wife, something about the time during COVID in 2020 where she just wanted to defer all dishes to me, which is fine. She does most things in the house. She's pretty obsessive compulsive about how things are done. But all of a sudden, outside of the microwave and dealing with the toilet and the shower, she's like, I now want you to do the dishes, which is fine with me. But oftentimes she will load the dishwasher, but she cannot stand unloading the dishwasher. And so oftentimes she'll just say, hey, dishes are clean. And what that means is the dishwasher just needs to be unloaded and things put away. And so oftentimes I will try to monitor when the dishwasher is on. And as soon as it turns off, I want to just empty it without her having to say it. And it's not because I'm trying to make myself look good. I want her to notice that I noticed and I took care of something and she didn't have to say anything to me about it. And now I don't need the pat on the back. I don't need somebody to give me a medal and say, way to go, Dave. You cleaned out the dishwasher or you put away the dishes. I'm not doing it for that. I want to do the things that I know that will catch her eye, that she will appreciate because she feels validated. And what spouse wants to chase down their spouse and say, hey, do your job, do your chores? Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to be parented by their spouse. But at the same time, if things aren't being done, then you feel like you have to say something. All of a sudden, it turns into a thing. And so what I say is take 15 minutes a day and just find something that you know your spouse will appreciate and just simply do it. And it'll surprise them. It'll make them feel appreciated. It will make them feel valued. It will just kind of make them kind of maybe turn up their eyebrow and say, wow, they really noticed that. I can't believe they noticed it. And they didn't say it or flaunt it. And honestly, that becomes a very attractive thing. Maybe it's something doing something that just simply surprises your spouse just to say, I love you and I appreciate you. Maybe, guys, you want to buy your wife some flowers or do something that really just catches her eye just to simply say, you didn't have to ask this and there was no reason behind it. I'm doing this simply because I love you. So there you go. 15 minutes a day of just doing something of quality in nature that will bring a quality to your relationship so that what you're going to do is actually build into your marriage a good wealth, a good depth, instead of waiting for something to go wrong and now you're scrambling to try to find something to do to improve your marriage. What we are doing is we are working on our roof, so to speak, before the rain comes. We are working on our marriage before tough times come so that when tough times comes, what you actually have is have a quality to your marriage that can withstand those moments because you've chosen to simply build your marriage 15 minutes at a time. Love y'all. Have a great Marriage Monday. We will see you next week. God bless.